produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Whosoever Group radio program. I'm your host, Sam, a.k.a. The Happy Crow. How are you guys doing? So welcome to our first show, and I would also like to say welcome to everyone around the world listening. And I want to give you everyone a shout-out to check out our Facebook page and our Twitter. Facebook is facebook.com/whosoevergroup, and then you also have Twitter at Whosoever Group. And don't forget to check out our website, which has a bunch of other writings that we've done and also shows that we've done. And that is www.whosoevergroup.com. So, today we're going to be talking about an interesting topic called Standing Together. I'm going to read to you our first verse of the day. This is, we're going to reference back to it later. This is John 16:33 in the New International Version. I have told you these things so that you will have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. Across the world forever, we've had trials, tribulations, bad things happening. It's never easy, and none of it's anything we want to deal with. It goes across all different levels. Some are relatively like mundane. In the Western world, we have stuff, and then also in other countries, you have other things that are much different. We all have different things to deal with. In the Western world, sometimes you just have real simple things, but because lives are easier, they seem harder. And then you always have relationships that are, no matter where you're at, those are a huge deal. Those type of things are never something that's easy to navigate, because as humans, we're always struggling to learn to understand each other. And that's not something we're willing to do, because when you want to understand somebody, you have to take a step back and realize, okay, what am I bringing to this conversation, to this table? And then what are they bringing? Okay, am I actually trying to do something and grow a relationship, or am I just trying to hear myself talk? Ironic, coming from a guy talking to you over the radio, but yes. So, more things we can say about the trials. One thing that always breaks my heart is coming to those trials and tribulations of persecution, of abuse, things like that. They're terrible. No one should ever have to deal with things like that in this world. People going hungry, people dying in war, people seeing friends hurt, relationships that are abusive, and you don't know how to get out of it. No one deserves to be hurt. And and when you're in it, it sucks. It's terrible. And I don't want to deal with it. But it's part of life, unfortunately. But don't worry, this isn't all doom and gloom. We have a lot of hope here. So, if you're wondering what's the answer to all of this, what's the answer to all of this trouble in this world, and the answer is pretty simple. It's standing together. But how am I going to stand with it? Let's say you live over in I'm trying to think of a Saudi Arabia, let's say. I'm in America right now. Let's say you live in Saudi Arabia. How am I supposed to stand with you? It doesn't make sense when you think about it. But there's a lot more to it when you break it down. How we stand together is standing together with the person who is, he's the one who gave us everything. He's the one who made us who we are today. That's Jesus. Saying or doing anything with Jesus have anything to do with me over another country? Here's what it does. That Jesus, he gave us a spirit. That spirit is the Holy Spirit. He's the one who's with you every night when your friends, your family, when I say friends, I'm speaking very lightly in the fact that if anyone is calling themselves your friend and then hurting you, that's not friendship. Not at all. These family members, these relationships, whatever they may be that are hurting you, when you sat down on your bed at night and cried, there's this man who is right there with you saying, I'm so sorry. There's this man who said, I hurt because you're hurting. There's a man who said, I know this world is terrible, but I want it to be so much better. That's the man who, over 2,000 years ago, said, I'm coming down from my place above. What does that mean? We're talking about the one who created us. I'm going to give you a brief explanation of that. When God created this world, he made it perfect for us. There's no... How do I want to put that? There's no way to say, like, he made something that was purposely going to foul up or not going to work well. He set everything in place perfectly. If I draw now I'm playing a game, a video game, and there's a straight racetrack. Now, the racetrack's perfect. It's going to get me from one side to the other. But whose hands are on the wheel? Mine. I'm the one controlling it. So if I turn the car to the side and it goes off the road, is that the game's fault? No, that's kind of, I made a choice there. Well, we made a choice as humanity and said, God, we're not entirely sure that we want it your way. We're going to kind of do it our way. When we did that, we turned our back on God. But this is a God who loves us so much. This is a God who said, no matter what you do, this is a God who said, no matter who you are, where you come from, what's been done to you, what you want to do, all that your desires, the evil in your mind, the evil in your heart, no matter what's all there, I still love you. I still want you. I want to be with you as a father. I want to be with you as a brother. I just want to love you. So he said, you know what? I know you can't fix yourself. So I'm going to come down and I'm going to pay your debt. What does that mean? If someone killed somebody else and then did good for the rest of their life, does that mean that they never killed anybody? No. There's still a price to be paid. Something happened. When we turned our back on God, that price was insurmountable. There's no way that we can go and say, I'm going to fix this. No, it's not happening. Every little thing we do, we have constantly gone over and over and turned our backs on God. But he said, you know what? Even with all that, I'm going to send myself to you. When you cry at night, I'm going to be there with you. And when I send myself to you in the flesh, I'm going to die for you. Because you can't do what you need to, I'm going to bring you back to me because I love you that much. I want to read what Jesus said. The first part is not what we want to focus on, but the second part is. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content for what you have, because God has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we say it with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can mortals do to me? I will never leave you nor forsake you. But no, God, you left me. Look at all the bad things that happened to me. Look at what you've done. Look at what other people have done to me. Look what I've seen. Look what I've seen other people do. There's no way. There's no way that you can even say you love me. There's no way that you can say you are with me because I was alone. No one helped me before. What are they going to do now? What are you going to say you're going to do because you were never there? If you were never there then, why would I expect you to be here now? Yeah. Let's be honest, those situations that I'm describing are terrible. They're nothing that you want to go through. I've seen abusive relationships in my life. I've seen in a ways of verbal abuse, mental abuse, and people have just felt alone. They felt whatever, a lot of different things. Things happened in my life that I felt very alone. Now, here's an example that I've given many people. If you are sitting there and you happen to have like a pen or something, draw like a tiny little dot on your hand, enough so that you can see it. Now that you have the little dot there, I want you to look at your hand. Now, beyond the fact that you just put the dot there, what's going to happen? You're going to look and go, oh, there's a dot. Pretend you didn't even do it. Pretend you saw somebody else's hand. What's the first thing you're going to notice? That there's a dot there. But how much bigger is that hand than the dot? Where was your focus? Your focus on the thing. What can mortals do to me? What does that mean? You might be able to hurt people's bodies. You might be able to hurt their mind, because people have gotten really creative with that, unfortunately. But your soul can never be touched. Your heart and what's in it, it's never going to just get ripped out by some outside force. No one can change your heart. Only what you choose changes your heart. Someone can take the world and say, okay, I'm going to throw everything at you. Let's use a biblical example. But let's look at Paul. He wrote most of the New Testament in the Bible. And this dude wrote it all from jail. Most of it. And before that, he had everything. Because he was a spiritual leader. Until he realized, I was wrong on everything. And then he said, no, I'm following Jesus. I know I was wrong and I'm following him. And in that following him, he lost everything. But he also gained eternity. Eternity is something that we as humans cannot fully comprehend. Like, you try to think of the word infinite, and the best that you're probably going to be able to do is like think of this like white room or something. That's, I'm giving an example from my mind. So if you have a different example, then that's all you. Go for it. But you have, for me, I think of infinite as this is like white room that just goes on forever and ever, and you just keep walking and it's never ending. That's not even a concept of infinite. Our universe is galaxies upon galaxies upon galaxies upon galaxies, and that's only what we can physically see. And there's more beyond what we can see. The farther you go, the longer you'll be able to see. There's so much out there. It's infinite. No, it's not truly infinite if we want to get technical, but it's huge. And God still loves you. He said, I'm sending my son for you. All that infinite, all that hugeness. And he's like, nope, I want you. But you can also say to yourself, you don't want me. Look what who I am. Look what I've done. No. God, when he sacrificed himself, when Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross, your life, your wrong is just, it's there. But he covered it up and said, you know what? I'm making you clean. Not only did he cover up, he washed you and said, nope, there's not a speck of dirt left on you. So we got to understand something, that we're not just physical beings on flesh and bone. You're a spirit that dwells inside of that. You're walking around. I like certain shows on TV, and I like to think of it as like a giant robot that like you're piloting around from the inside. Well, that's what your body is. It's just, it's a thing. You can kill the body, but you can never kill the soul. God said, I want your soul with me, but it's only if you choose. So what are something we have to do to stand together with that? Because if I'm across the ocean, how am I going to stand with you? Back to our original question. Number one, put God first. What does that mean? In our communities, let's say you're the only Christian in your community. What would happen if you have one other person there just with you and saying, I'm here with you no matter what, doing the right thing? Next person comes up. Next person. There's strength in who we are together. So in your community, how do you work together? Support people who are believers in Christ. Now use good judgment and spirit with that, because people are still human, and humans, we're not so good sometimes. We make bad decisions, but that's why we need Jesus. And that's number one, is put God first. Number two is put his kingdom first and realize his kingdom is forever. The more you look at all the problems in the world, the more you look at everything going on, you're just going to realize, like, it's not what I need. What I need is a God who loves me. And that God who loves me, he's not going to just abandon me. Even if this flesh dies, when the real me goes, boom, I'm with him forever. Because I chose him, and because he chose me. Number three, number one is put God first. Number two, realize his kingdom is forever. Number three, we need to all be believers in this, and have the goal of finding eternal peace in the troubles, in the storm. So how am I standing with you? I'm standing with you by realizing that this world is going to fail, but I know that my God won't. So I'm going to support you, and I'm going to pray for you. And even if I'm not there, know that I love you. Know that you are the one who God has sent to wherever area you are at for that specific purpose. Your purpose is not just a job. Your purpose is not just your family. Your purpose is so much more. Your purpose is for him. And even in the little tiny things, he's saying, what I'm doing doesn't mean anything. He's using you. You might not understand how, but he's using you. Just be open to his will. And then number four, we need to stay together in spirit and in truth. Now, this world is temporary, as I said, but this world is also, when we're staying together in spirit and truth, truth is a valuable commodity. This world does not like truth. This world will not speak of truth, because in that, it's scary, because truth is light, and light is going to expose what is in shadow. You can, if you see like a candle going, you see a shadow behind it, but it's still lighting up the room. But if you flood that room with light so that there's so much light in the room, there is no shadow because everything is engulfed in light. And people who are standing in darkness, they don't want who they are to be exposed in light. So we stand together in knowing that what's out there is not always going to be pretty, but we're standing together in love. So we're going to talk a little bit. We have a little bit of time left. Let's talk a little bit about the world. This world is falling apart left and right. Like I said, I'm in America, and in there I can see so many different things just falling left, right, and sideways. And it's not a good path. But I know my God is not going to forsake me, even if I feel alone. Feelings come and go with the tides. Like, I don't know what your situation is, but let's use the example. You have good parents, but you were mad at them one day. And then they upset you. In that upsetting you, you came back and you're like, I still love them. And you knew that you loved them. Why did you know you loved them? Because you trusted them and you had that assurance that they were going to be there for you. Well, that's God. No matter how I feel, I know. Let's go back to our verse. In John 16:33, I told you these things so that in me you might have peace. In this world you will have trouble, for take heart, I have overcome the world. God's overcome the world. And guess what? If you accept Christ, he is in you. And if he is in you, you've overcome the world too. They can try to do anything they want to, but they are never going to overtake your spirit. You are not alone. You have never been alone. And you have a God who is there for you. All you need to do is reach out your hand and touch him. So I think that's where I'm going to leave you with a little bit today. And talk a quick bit about our next time we're together. We'll talk about that episode. So we talked about all this world and everything that's wrong with it. And we're going to get a little bit more detail. We're going to say, why do these things happen? Why did God do this? Why did God allow this? It's a deep question. But I'm telling you, you're going to have a good answer for it. So I just want to thank everyone for being with us. And once again, check us out on www.whosoevergroup.com. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, facebook.com/whosoevergroup. And Twitter @whosoevergroup. We have many other things we have written, and we have some podcast episodes that we've put out before. So by all means, check them out and tell us what you think. Comment. I hope to see you everyone again. Have a great day, everybody. See ya.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.